Yesterday in New York City, nominations for the 68th Annual Tony Awards were announced.
Welcome to the 2014 Tony Award nominations.
In a few days, around 870 voters across the country will receive ballots to determine this year's winners, but only one will be sent to Iowa.
I've been a Tony voter for 18 years.
Jeff Chelsvig is the CEO of Des Moines Performing Arts, which includes the Civic Center of Greater Des Moines, where touring versions of Broadway musicals are presented. Chelsvig says for a musical to be eligible for a Tony Award, the producers must formally invite voters to come see the shows in New York.
I kind of try to see shows all through the year because you never know when a show is going to close. And sometimes there have been a couple of times this year where shows closed before I could get in to see them.
One of the shows he saw in the last year is an adaptation of Robert James Waller's novel, The Bridges of Madison County. It's nominated in four categories, including Best Original Score. Des Moines Performing Arts is part of the Independent Presenters Network, which invested in the Bridges of Madison County. Chelsvig says the decision to put money in a musical where the story is set in Iowa was an easy choice.
It has a real strong heart. It has two wonderful leads in Stephen Pasquale and Kelly O'Hara, and a score is just a stunning, stunning. It's a beautiful, beautiful music, and Jason Robert Brown is a tremendous theatrical composer.
They also invested in the musical If Then, which received two nominations, including actress in a leading role for Idina Menzel. These musicals aren't nominated in a category where the Independent Presenters Network can win an award as producers, but last year was a different story.
And the Tony goes to Pippin.
In 2013, as Pippin wins Outstanding Revival of a Musical, Chelsvig joins two dozen producers and cast members on stage during the broadcast as the award is handed out. They were also among the producers to win the Tony for Best Musical.
And the Tony goes to Kinky Boots.
It's really a great honor to be part of it. It's a thrill to run up on stage. It really is. And hope you don't trip on the way up.
Even though Chelsvig won't be making a trip to the stage this year, he will be attending. But before he leaves for New York, he needs to decide how he is going to fill out this year's ballot.
We have until the Friday before the actual telecast of the Tony Awards to mail that ballot in or get it to Pricewaterhouse. I always overnight mine. I wait until the absolute last second. I don't know why I do that, but I just do. And then that's it. And then we wait and see.
The 68th Tony Awards will be held June 8th at Radio City Music Hall.
That's the Tonys. Good night, everybody. Go see a Broadway show.
In Des Moines, I'm John Pimble, Iowa Public Radio News.